A DA slip about a glove flips the trial of the century. It was bound to be a case for the ages, even before the suspect parked his white Ford Bronco on that hot Los Angeles night in 1994. O.J. Simpson, football legend, rental car spokesperson, Naked Gun co-star, was accused of killing his wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and a local waiter, Ron Goldman, on the steps of Nicole's posh home in Brentwood, California. The evidence against O.J. would appear to be damning, including blood in the Bronco and on a glove that matched one found near Goldman's body. DNA evidence became a household term with the O.J. Simpson trial, and it was not his friend. Neither was a man named Cato Kalin, who was living in O.J.'s guest house and testified that he could not account for O.J.'s whereabouts at the time of the murders. O.J. Simpson's team had plenty of its own angles to work. The trial unfolded just a few years after the Los Angeles riots, and the racial polarization of the city was palpable. In fact, the defense team took pains to label one of the LAPD officers investigating the case, Mark Furman, as having a history of making racial statements. Still, many observers believed O.J. would be convicted, and then the prosecutor asked him to try on the bloody glove found at the crime scene. The image of O.J. Simpson attempting to squeeze his meaty hand into the snug leather fingers became a defining moment in the trial, and did the way defense attorney Johnny Cochran described it in his now historic closing statements: "If it doesn't fit, you must acquit." And the jury did.